It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the program. We celebrated Carl Wilson's date of birth last time I was hosting the show. And today is his death day. Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys died on this day in 1998, age of just 51, after a battle with lung cancer. Really underrated in terms of his contributions to the band, sang lead vocals on a number of songs, including Feel Flows, which we heard last time, Friends, which we hear now, and helped really keep the Beach Boys together. His leadership was essential to keeping the band together in the early 70s when they were still putting out some very good and very interesting music that, unfortunately, not a lot of people heard. Carl Wilson from the Beach Boys died on this day in 1998 at the age of 51. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. This portion of the program brought to you by Great Lakes Pet Food. If you're looking for high-quality pet food made in America, you need to try Great Lakes Pet Food. Made with the highest quality pork and chicken, Great Lakes Pet Food is the dog food Steve uses for his herd of canines. Michigan-made Great Lakes Pet Food. GreatLakesPetFood.com. That's GreatLakesPetFood.com. Hour 3 brings us Phil Wegman from Real Clear Politics, Real Clear News, and also State Representative Andrew Fink from Michigan's 35th District. We'll talk to him about this scheme to prevent you from receiving the income tax cut that's promised via law. Democrats scheming that up, and we'll hear more about the details likely later on this week. Had a couple of polls this weekend, and you know, if you've listened to me guest host for Steve in the past, how much I love polling, digging into these snapshots in time and seeing what they might tell us. One poll from ABC News, Washington Post, a majority of Democrats say the party should nominate someone other than President Biden for the White House in 2024. 58% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents support the idea of nominating someone who is not Joe Biden. Just 31% said they would support Biden, who would be 86 years old at the end of a potential second term. 62% of Americans say they would be dissatisfied or angry if Biden were reelected. 36% enthusiastic or satisfied, but not enthusiastic if Biden won again in 2024. Meanwhile, same poll says 49% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents want their nominee to be someone other than the 45th president, Donald Trump. 44% say they would support Trump, who would be 82 years old at the end of a potential second term. So that's the ABC Washington Post poll. Meanwhile, CBS has their own poll with YouGov, February 1st through the 4th, so just last week. Some of these numbers, you know, right track, wrong track kind of numbers. Generally speaking, do you feel things in America today are going very well or somewhat well? That's a combined 32%. Things are going somewhat badly or very badly in the United States today. 68% of this poll said, yep, no good. Joe Biden's approval rating is at 45%, disapprove at 55%. It's pretty much been hovering around that number for a little while, since the midterms at least. Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling the economy? He's underwater there, 38-62. Underwater on handling inflation, 34% approve, 66% disapprove. Underwater on immigration, 36 approve, 64 disapprove. Issues with China, those numbers might fall here in the next few weeks. 39% approve, 61% disapprove. Of all the issues this poll asked about, the only one close to 50-50 is Russia and Ukraine. 46% approve and 54% disapprove. Oh, I'm sorry, infrastructure also is 48% approve, 52% disapprove. But essentially on all the issues, people approve of his handling of issues less than they approve of Biden himself, which is a little strange, I think. Are you expecting the economy over the next year to be booming or growing? Just 20% said that. 18% said holding steady. And a combined 62% said over the next year they expect the economy to be slowing, but not in recession, or in recession. In fact, the biggest portion of the response was a recession. 38% of people believe the U.S. economy will be in a recession over the next year. how much responsibility do you give each of these for what happens to the U.S. economy in 2023? Joe Biden, 48%, a lot. Democrats in Congress, 43%, a lot. Republicans, just 32%. So people expect the economy to be in recession next year, and they expect to blame Joe Biden and Democrats, though they just voted for Joe Biden. Well, they voted for Democrats in the House and Senate in 2022. Okay. Priorities for the country. What should be a high priority for the country? 76% say lowering inflation. 63% say reducing crime. And after that, you got a handful of issues around 55%, including reducing gun violence, addressing the opioid problem, reducing the federal budget deficit, securing the U.S.-Mexico border, all in that range. I like this question because it goes against everything the media is telling you, which is that the debt ceiling is coming, and it would be a total disaster to not raise the debt ceiling, and you just have to do it. Don't debate about it. Don't ask for concessions. Don't do anything except press that green button and say, raise the debt ceiling. 55% say Congress should not raise the debt ceiling. 45% say they should raise the debt ceiling. So that's the CBS News YouGov poll with, I guess, okay news for the president. Although if the economy tanks, as, again, 38% of the people in the poll think, they apparently are going to blame Joe Biden and Democrats. It could be a long 2023 if that's the path that the economy takes over the next 6 to 8 months or so. Scott Bertram filling in for Steve. This portion of the program brought to you by Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Wolverine, locally owned and operated for nearly 75 years. Michigan people giving you the best water of your life. Check them out at WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's WolverineWaterSystems.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. Firstgov.gov, a monumental source of useful information.